Well, there's a 16-day walk, which is a 900K, that's right, 900K walk, folks, which is scheduled to end on July 26, when Andrew Rust will complete that marathon walk with his friend Jay Allen, and they'll wander into the MCG, and they'll catch up with our next guest, Harry Cunningham from the Sydney Swans. G'day, Harry.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. This is a great story with these guys.
Yeah, it definitely is. I got to catch up with the guys when they were in Sydney about 2 weeks ago, and they sort of told me their story and what they're doing, and it's a great initiative, and a lot of character in the blokes for doing it, and I wish them all the best.
Yeah, well, this is all to raise funds and for cancer and raise, of course, the alarm on melanoma.
Yeah, it definitely is, and they're doing a long walk, and they've both been affected by melanoma, both Jay and Andrew, and they're doing a great thing, not only for themselves, but for the cancer cause, and they're doing a great thing for themselves, and they're just really good blokes to be able to do that.
Well, it's look, on behalf of our star here on the show, John Laws, Harry, I'd like to let you know tonight that I've got a cheque here for $1,000 to go towards that cause.
Oh, mate, that's absolutely amazing. Thank you very much for your support, and I know it goes to a good, it's for a good cause, and the blokes are doing a great job to raise money, and you're just being able to do that. It's just amazing, and it's all for a good cause, which is the main thing.
Well, that's all the generosity of John Laws, and we thank him for his wonderful support. So we'll pass that onto the guys, Harry, and let's hope there's even more wins up for the Swans too, because yeah. you guys have been flying.
Yeah, definitely. Look, mate, we think we're going all right at the moment, but we can't get complacent or anything like that, so I'm looking forward to hopefully a packed out SCG this week against Carlton, and they've been in some good form lately, so we're going to have to bring our A game, and we're going to have to bring the heat early if we're going to top the Blues and keep moving forward.
They were only talking about that, Harry, during the week around how much Buddy's getting marked. Is he coping with all that? Is that much conversation around that at the training track?
There's not much conversation about it, but when you look back at the games and a bit of hype around about how he's going and stuff like that, he's handled himself really well, and he's just been working hard and training hard to, I suppose, improve his game, if that's possible, and that's what he's been doing, and he's been in great form lately, and whether that's if he's getting free kicks or not, but we really value his defensive side at the moment.
Yeah.
There's no reason, and probably all the reason he's in some great form.
But what is your main point on the difference between the first four rounds and the rest of the season?
Oh, I reckon it was just the mindset. It's not just Buddy, it's the whole team. We weren't playing the footy we know we can play in the first couple of weeks, and it was down to mindset and attitude, and we really had to correct that pretty quickly, and after the first 4 weeks, and we were able to hit back against Freo and continue to do it, and now it's all about consistency and continuing to improve our game week in, week out, and that's what we just look to do.
Geez, I'd hate to see Buddy's form if he wasn't heavily marked.
He's doing very well at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah. Kurt Tippett, is he still injured?
He got pulled out of the weekend's game. I think it was a bit of knee soreness, and Gary Rowan was able to come in and then play an important role for us. So we've got all the confidence in our depth at the moment. So whoever comes in for the injured bloke is going to do the job, but I'm not too sure on how long Tippo's going to be out.
Sorry, Graham. I just wanted to ask you, Harry, just with regard, going back to Andrew and the walk and the raising money, I'm just trying to... I only found out last week, but because I have issues with melanoma also just from being cricket. And when it's all said and done, we have grown up in an era where most shirts don't really protect you, and cricket shirts never did. But I'm sure I heard a report only that they'd start to make some breakthroughs with regard to melanoma only about one or a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, there's a lot of research going into it at this stage, and a lot of, I suppose, support going out and education sessions to be able to, I suppose, get the word out there that it's a serious disease and it can come on pretty quickly, and you've got to be able to do all the right things to avoid it. And there's definitely a lot of research, and that's why the blokes are doing it, to raise a bit of money for that and help the guys out, find a cure for it. And they're just doing a great job. The researchers and the people donating and raising money for it.
Yeah, I hope they do find some answers. But just going back to the footy, do you seriously still see Fremantle as the one that at some stage in this next 4 weeks to 6 weeks will really come to the fore?
Yeah, look, they've been in great form. I think they're seven on the trot now, and they've been playing some really good footy, and their best asset is their defence, and that's where you base your game, and they've been doing it very well the last, I suppose, 7 weeks, and that's why they've been getting the wins, and they can continue to do that. They're going to be a big force again this year, and they look like they're going to do that this year.
Good luck with it all. Good luck with the rest of the season, Harry. Well done.
Beautiful. Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Harry.
Harry Cunningham there from the Swans. Now, you can support the boys with that walk. Just go to everydayhero.com.au/event/900km for a cure 2014. So everydayhero.com.au/event/900km for a cure 2014. Or just go to Facebook, and on Facebook, 900km for a cure. Terrific. See if you can get behind folks and if you can give them some great support.